Good evening for my golden lovers. It's Freaky Fucking Friday. This is your favorite BBW, aka the voice of an angel, Goldie G. And you are tuned in to Not Another Sex Podcast, where we like to get freaky dicky. Tonight, it's supposed to be the fourth episode. It is indeed the third. I wanted to do a nice special Valentine's Day episode, and I got into an accident. Today is the first night I'm really feeling up to recording, so I apologize. I know it's been really hard following the show. Your girl got a life. but I really, really, really enjoy recording and interacting with my golden lovers, so I just appreciate my new lovers, my seasoned lovers. Thank y'all. And tonight, this episode is for y'all. I wrote a nice short story that is sex venturous, if you will. Took a fantasy of mine and just kind of ran with it. I just feel like everyone has someone that they are crushing on at work, or that they're eyeing at work, or that they have at a previous job. Whatever. Speaking of, I just started this new job. I'm here now. And my supervisor, I don't know if it's a lust or if he has a crush, but you know, I'm me. I actually want to talk to y'all about that. So next week, let's do that. Everybody inbox me. Let me know the difference between lust and like someone literally just digging on you and just wanting you. I want to talk about that. I want to start doing nice little golden discussions and having like a nice topic of the day or what have you. So tonight we got a couple shots of Bacardi. I want to get fucked up really fast. I know I'm supposed to have a nice cocktail, but I'm in need to just get fucked up. So Bacardi Gold is what we're sipping on. I have some mango orange juice as a chaser, but it's kind of just sitting there. I'm really just getting fucked up, so let's just get this party cracking, y'all. So I wrote a story called What Happens in the Dark a few years ago. It was a short story, and I let a few friends read it. I didn't have any other plans for it. And since I haven't received too many golden submissions this season, I thought today would be a great day to just go ahead and do the short story episode. I was attempting to give golden lovers a little while longer to submit submissions or inquire about an interview. Anything, really. I haven't received anything since the season started. I received one story, and I may just go ahead and do a fan show next week with all golden submissions. So get those submissions in. Until then, let's tap into this story that I wrote, What Happens in the Dark. To this day, she was the sexiest woman I had ever come in contact with. I never knew what it was about her, because all of the panties I had ever dropped were coming off of a petite ass. Bigger women just never did it for me, yet I could never roam her full-sized body without her catching me. For such a voluptuous woman, she carried herself like Miss America. I couldn't approach her because I was letting a hoe suck my dick on the shift before mine, and I don't fuck more than one woman at once, especially not at my job. This queen was definitely wife material, though, the way she dressed and the way her scent lingered. Even if I didn't fool around, I had had a girlfriend for 3 years and couldn't dump her based on simple fantasies of mine. All of that never stopped me from enjoying the dirty thoughts I had about those thick thighs and round ass that switched when she rushed to clock in. I had admired her for the last few months since she had switched to the overnight shift. She never came in looking for gossip or slept all night. She was about her money. I had never even seen her flirt. My girl usually called and talked my ear off during my hour lunch, but that night she was out with her girls. I stopped at the vending machine for some jerky and a vitamin water on my way to my car. When I turned towards the exit, she sashayed her way out of the restroom and into the break area. I couldn't stop myself from staring. Her presence was breathtaking. She walked as if the world was a runway. The red pencil skirt she wore hugged every curve of each hip while showcasing every dimple on her round backside. Her silk black button-down had a V-neck deep enough for me to drool on her cleavage if given the opportunity. Those black pumps not only teased me with a beautiful red pedicure, but also had me mesmerized by her caramel legs. Her locks were the color of the perfect weed strain, freshly twisted into a low bun, and if she had on makeup, she made it look natural. She walked to the fridge and gently pulled it open. I imagined the slit in the back of her skirt had ripped when she bent over. As swiftly as she shifted her weight, she continued to search for her lunch. My pants were rising. "Hey, how you doing?" Her eyes smiled as they bounced from me to the presidential debate between Biden and Trump. She sat in a chair on the other side of the table I was standing at. "I'm good. Ready to get the shift over with, you know. How are you?" I tried my best to watch the screen and not draw attention to the tent in my pants. We both looked away from the screen and locked eyes. "I'm golden. And yeah, we're halfway there," she replied. "Try to enjoy the rest of the shift." She stood up from the table, and just like that, she was gone. It had started raining pretty hard, so I headed to an empty conference room to take a quick nap. The first couple of doors were locked, but when I finally did reach a room, it was pitch black. I took my jacket off and draped it across my chest as I reclined the office chair and closed my eyes. I jumped up to cut the light on when I heard a noise come from the corner of the room, and there she was, leaned back in a chair, pulling her skirt down over her hips. "I'm sorry, I didn't know anyone was in here." "Oh, you're fine," she answered between deep breaths. "I don't want you to know I was in here because I would be embarrassed," she said while still trying to catch her breath. It was now or never. This goddess had finally granted me one wish. Without hesitation, I walked over to her and knelt down between her legs, lifting her skirt back up over that pretty brown ass, revealing a pair of sexy black lace panties. I pulled them to the side and got a whiff of the sweetest pussy. I swear it smelled like she had smuggled some tropical fruit. I never put my mouth between a woman's thighs, but her body was begging me to make an exception. As I bent over to bury my face in her pussy, she let out the softest, sexiest moan, and I damn near pre-came. It was like hearing the perfect sound. Pleasing her was definitely pleasing me. I had to dive back in. Before I could blink an eye, my dick was down her throat. I had to pull away and take a deep breath. I had never had a woman make out with my dick the way she did. It felt like I was under a spell between the nectar of her body dripping from my beard and her eyes glued to mine as she sat on her knees like the good slut I dreamt her to be. She swallowed me like I wasn't 11 inches. Her soft hands toyed with my balls as she came up for air and French kissed the tip. My mind went crazy as her tongue twisted around the base of my dick while the head was at the back of her throat. I could no longer hold the nut that I was desperately trying to postpone. She released my dick from her hands and mouth just as my knees began to shake. 3 seconds may have passed But in that pitch black room, knowing she was standing there as turned on as I was, it felt like 3 hours. She placed both legs on either side of me and twirled my earlobe with her tongue while grinding that wet pussy in my lap. I grabbed her by the waist and slowly pulled her down on my dick until she felt every last centimeter in her gut. She put her arms around me and leaned her perfect titties right in my mouth. They jiggled as I pumped slow and long. I needed to take my time. I had thought about this moment and it was better than any shit I could make up. She made me feel like we were in sync the entire time. As soon as I felt the pressure, my legs started to shake, and she was back on her knees, slurping all of the evidence of our accidental meet. My body buckled when she took all of me in her mouth for the last time. I tried to let out the lowest grunt I could, but still felt like the whole building could hear me as she drank every drop like she was dying from thirst. She stood up and smoothed her skirt and blouse out as she slipped on her heels. No words were spoken, and our eyes made no contact. She walked towards the door, opened it, walked out, and shut it. I hopped up and followed the same steps. Since this was a story based on a fantasy, I thought this would just be a nice time to share a couple of my own. This story definitely being a huge fantasy of mine, not having sex with someone that I meet at work and for it to be ongoing, because that's happened before, but it just being basically like a one-time thing, just us seeing that there's a mutual attraction, getting it on and moving on. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting it on at work. I feel like people are afraid to make that move because they don't know how the other party will react. You know, like, what if she really likes it? You know, like, what if she was really feeling me and she was buying all of the sex lies? You know, I know y'all heard that new song by Mulatto, Sex Lies. Like, they're basically the lies that you tell during sex to help get off. You know, like, Jody would always be like, I want you to have my baby from Baby Boy, knowing that man ain't need no another baby. You know what I'm saying? Taking that girl to that clinic, that's a sex lie. So, people are afraid, I feel, to have sex at work because they feel like the other person will, like, feed into their sex lies or just flat out catch feelings, not know how to move on. You know what I'm saying? Get that nut off and go about your business. It's like riding a roller coaster ride, you know? Or whatever you can do that is a one-time thing that might be exciting. So, I could just see myself getting my rocks off with somebody that I feel like was just hella hot at work and going on about my business. Would he be able to do that as well? Will he be able to pass me in the halls at work every day? Like, damn, Goldie Pussy was hella fire. That head was hella fire. She was hella freaky. She was doing this, doing that. Will he be able to get over that and just be able to have it one time? That's my thing. I'm so confident in my sex. Like, you can't have it once. You gotta have it a couple times. Even if you just have it twice, like, you will have to have it that second time. Just like seconds at, you know, Granny's Thanksgiving. Like, you know that first plate was fire. You know you fool as fuck. But what you finna do? Go get another one because that was fire. You wanna be fool again. Another one would definitely have to be groping. Groping specifically in public, specifically by a stranger. I got into groping porn recently, which is similar to voyeurism, I suppose. Like, it's different and it's the same. Google voyeurism porn and Google grope porn and tell me what you think. But this groping porn, I would be into voyeurism as well. Fucking in public and shit. But that groping would take it to a new level as well, because there is no sex. It's all foreplay. Can you basically, like, hold back? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you get excited? Can you get turned on? Can you just rub and suck on some nipples and rub and suck on a clit? Rub on some ass and not fuck? Can you do that? Like, that's groping. I would do that. I would definitely try that out. I've been thinking of ways of how I could. But at the same time, that's something that I feel you have to come across. Like, it would just have to be an opportunity. It just slaps you in the face. You can't plan something like groping in public. But the way I would think about it is, like, if I'm on a train and there's a gentleman that I find attractive, I would sit next to him, maybe put my hand on his knee. I wish there was, like, a universal DTF hand signal saying that I'm down. You know what I'm saying? It might be. I just don't know it. But that's what I would do. I would do the universal hand signal for, let's do something nasty right now. Another one I would totally do is glory hole. That's porn that I really like. Glory hole porn is exciting. I think I would want to be blindfolded. I don't want to see what's going on, because if it's too big, I might get intimidated. If I can't see it, I'm going to just go all in. So, glory hole, blindfolded. I hear that there are places all over. I'm just not in a crowd to where I would know where one is. But yeah, that's another fantasy of mine. So, if you have any fantasies that you want to talk about, let's talk about that. Inbox me and let me know if there is something on your fuck it list. So me personally, I have had a guest on once and we talked about fantasies. To me, a fantasy is something that I feel like I can obtain. Like, it's something in my mind that might be kind of out there, out of my comfort zone, but I can still reach that fantasy. Like, so my guest, I feel it was like maybe RJ. I don't remember who it was. But I had a guest on and he just felt like a fantasy was something that was not reachable. It was something that you could want all day, all year, all lifetime, and you would just never get to it. But me, I feel like I could get to a fantasy. Why not? It's just a thought in reality, really. Unless it's like fucking an alien or something, you know? Go for it. The person is still alive and it's legal, even if it's illegal, shit. I'm sure fucking in public is not legal. but yeah, I say go for it. But anywho, if you have some fantasies or you want to just talk about my fantasies, or you want to help me fulfill my shit, I'm joking. Just inbox me, GoldieG on Facebook, and Golden Dot Podcast on Instagram. So yep, that's it for that one. Once again, thank you to all of my golden lovers tuning in. Season 2, Episode 3, Not Another Sex Podcast. We're gonna name this What Happens in the Dark. Share this episode. I really appreciate if we would share this episode. I'm almost to 1,000 listens. It's been a long time. a very, very, very long time. I thought I would have been here by now because I really wanted to air this episode. A, for Valentine's Day. B, 1,000 listens. I thought I would get there by Valentine's Day, but I'm not there. I'm at like 9:38. So please share this episode. Share this whole podcast. I would really appreciate it. The more the freaking merrier, right? Don't keep this golden secret to yourself. Let's get some freaking submissions in next week, please. I have one submission. It could be a story of yours that you want to record and send to me. You can write it up and I can, you know, put my voice on it and record it. We can do an interview together over the phone, submit music, poetry, whatever. I'm always down to support. Don't leave me hanging. I love talking, but I want to know that y'all out there really fucking with me. So send me something. I do have one submission, like I said. I'm going to have that on next week's episode. Thank you to that golden lover. He sent that out right before I started this new season. So yeah, if some freaks listening in, hit me up. Let me know what kind of stories you got. And we can make this even better than what it already is. 1,000 listens is what we're going for. Please, we're at 9:38 right now. Let's get there. Once again, this is Goldie G, a.k.a. the voice of an angel, a.k.a. your favorite BBW, on Not Another Sex Podcast. Hit me up on IG, golden.podcast, or at G Goldie. Also on Facebook at Goldie G. And until next time, y'all, stay sex adventurous. Mwah.